You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
They said curiosity can kill the cat. I said, but satisfaction can bring him back because he had 9 lives. They said, ooh, but only you only have one. And you never put it on the line for nobody, especially for some foolishness. It was foolish for me to follow those guys in their world and get into their world where they have strength. I was only supposed to investigate. I was only supposed to see how people live. I was only supposed to be reconnaissance.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Dedication and Discipline. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 13.
So associating with expiration, tying expiration with the masculine is so important. Masculine traits. We have a generation where women are more investigative than men. They have to be, right? Because if they don't do it, who's going to do it? Because we sitting back, man. We just chilling, man. We chilling. That's all you got to do today. Have a nice face, a decent body, and talk pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Hey, good morning. Think about you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? You know me. You know me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing, son. Don't have to bring no money. Just bring some weed and all of them flock. Oh, my God. Take this, take that. Take this, take I'm your friend. Take it. Oh, my God. Where's the exploration? If we don't change, what are we building for the future? Why would we want to live in apartments forever? We dream about having a house, right? Where are the men who's saying we're going to do that instead of women saying, I'm tired? When is the last time you say, I got that? I got it. Oh, my God. We can't ignore the contributions that our women have provided throughout the years, but I'm speaking to men. We have history of women providing, even after the integration, and women chose government money versus having a man. Listen to what I said, chose government money. You got to kick the man out, though, and you can get a check. Yeah, yeah, give me more babies, more money, kick him out. I don't need him no more. But really, you do. You do. You need him. There's something about his voice or his presence that helps boys shift. But so we integrated, but we lost something. I have the wearisome toil as a pastor of looking at life without limits. So I thank him for hindsight. I thank him for foresight, which gives me insight. Some of our young men don't know. They don't have hindsight. All they know is what they see. They came out of their mother's womb with a cell phone. They're able to look at pictures and develop life from it. But what are you creating that's going to impact the next generation? Where is the explorer spirit? Not just the crafty spirit. I can do what I do and hide it. We got to get to the point where we're exploring. Let's talk about character traits that I believe that are tied to the explorer. Mm-hmm. First of all, the explorer is driven by curiosity. A curiosity and a desire to discover. A man used to be a professor here at the church, and he was a professor of engineering at Florida State and FAMU. And he said, one of the things that I notice with our African-American kids is that there's no drive. The Asians come here, European, and many Africans, Haitians, come here and they have a drive. You know why? Because they tasted desperate. They know what it's like not to eat every day, maybe three times a week. So when they get into America, they're not looking at they're not looking at how can I party. Man, they're saying, man, this is the land. Oh my God. Look at the milk and honey. The Negev. Whoo, the soil. The opportunity that's here. I'm not crying about what I lost. I didn't have anything. I'm talking about what I can do. I have an opportunity. And there are sad memories of lost opportunities. He said, when my students are the ones that look like me get into college and they can't figure out something, they quit. It's hard. I'm dying. I'm tired, Daddy. I'm coming home, Mama. I won't even go to class and spend your money. Oh, my God. I'm going to take what you sent me and smoke it away. Man, I'm preaching, isn't it? He said, but the Haitian and the Nigerian and the Asian will burn the candle at both ends. They'll take up classes. They'll go to the library. They don't even, can't even speak the language yet. But they're trying to make it, trying to burn it all, man, to push through trials. To push through. First of all, they got a daddy that say, I ain't send you there to play, and you can't come back here. Oh, my God. You better make it. You know how many years I sold and I resisted what I want to make sure you have an opportunity? And you're going to squander it away because you're going through a hard semester? Can I get some help in here? I'm trying to awaken the explorer. He gave it to me. I'm giving you what he gave me. I saw the word dedication and discipline and explorer. And that's what I'm preaching. I said, man, how do you feel? His name is Emmanuel. This is the professor. His name is Emmanuel. He said, I don't feel like God is with us. I know he is according to his word, but when I'm looking at our students, our future, when they come here, it's like they're not prepared. So you know what we did? We started what we call college prep here at Truth Revealed. That's the reason why I started it. So our kids can be prepped for hard times. That you won't just go to school without a discipline and a devotion in your life. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to come easy. But look around you. You got students from all around the world. And they don't have it like you don't have it. And they're making it happen. Because they're not distracted. So I'm speaking not only to the young. We got some old foxes and that you've been around too long to be distracted. We got a job to do. Can the church say amen? Listen, man, keep your eye on the ball. We are explorers. See, Moses told him, when you go up there, I'm going to give you specific instruction. I need you to bring me back a report. Tell me what kind of people are there. You're not supposed to move in with them. Are they strong or are they weak? I'm picking you because you're a leader. You should be strong. You watch God move too much to be playing games. Bring me back a report. Tell me what kind of land it is. Walk it. Is it soft or is it firm? Do you have trees in the land? Oh my God. Are we going to be wasting our time or not? I want to know what's there. Investigators. Explorers. One of the traits that the explorer has, he's given over to curiosity. That's a desire to discover things, to conquer things. To desire to discover things and conquer things about oneself and about the territory that we're in. I always call it the Gabor in a man. God put it there. I was telling the early church, women are born with value. It's your intrinsic value to be pure. Anybody violating that can be sent to jail. Because you were born with it. That's why the enemy wants to strip you of it. The man has to earn value. He doesn't come out of his mother's womb saying, I'm valuable. He gets it over time. Most ladies like experience. They don't like little boys. They like experience. You get experience over time. You can't watch videos to get experience, son. That's shortcut. You don't have the character to hold anything together. Soon as there comes a tough time or the rain, if you have no trees, which takes time, all of the soil is going to wash away. You didn't grow no trees, man. You didn't plant a seed and wait on it to grow. Oh, my God. So you're giving all of this love and all of this affection from women, but you don't have the ability to hold a family together because you have no trees. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So God is trying to grow us through seed time and harvest. I want you to think about curiosity because there's a downside to it. Curiosity alone can take you down some rabbit trails. They used to say, and this is, I'm a curious person. I almost got hurt in the Philippines because of my curiosity. I was in the Philippines by myself, and these guys asked me to come into their home and play cards. So I was a fearful person as a kid, and not that I have a lot of experience in the street, but I was watching. I was like, oh, I'll come in your house. I went in the house as a young man, sat at the end of the table, and they put cards in my hand. I won the first round. So they said, let's play again. So I had the money. I said, no, I'm done. I'm out. They said, no, you got to play another round. They wanted to give me sake and get me drunk and see if they can rob me. But I wanted to see how far they go because I'm not afraid of none of you. But the man pulled out a knife and stuck it in the table. Tange! And I realized, hey, we playing a different game here. Because ain't no flesh greater than a knife. Changed the whole scene. This is what I had to do to get out of that situation. I remember when I was a young man that David acted like he was insane. To save his own life. Saliva, everything. Just, and that's what I did. I went, listen, urinated on myself. I did. They said, he craved it. And I moonwalk out. It It's a true story. I'm embarrassed by it. Curiosity will kill the cat. Man, I had a saying for that, but satisfaction will bring him back because he had 9 lives. Cat only got 1 life. But I was always trying to say something crazy. They said curiosity can kill the cat. I said, but satisfaction can bring him back because he had 9 lives. They said, ooh, but you only have 1. And you never put it on the line for nobody, especially for some foolishness. It was foolish for me to follow those guys in their world and get into their world where they have strength. I was only supposed to investigate. I was only supposed to see how people live. I was only supposed to be reconnaissance, good word. Recon, to see how people live and bring back a report for my own life. I also saw little girls 13 years old out prostituting. It grieved me, man. I wasn't supposed to engage in it. I was only supposed to look at it. So I went and bought 2 pizzas and put them on the floor of this road that they were standing on, and they stopped prostituting and devoured the pizza. And I realized they weren't doing that because they were sexual. They were hungry. Some of us want to twerk and do stuff because we're sexual. Others have to do it because they want to eat. And it opened me up to realize, man, everybody don't have the same rearing. So you can point your finger at people, but you don't know where they came from. And that's what God wants us to see. And when you're an explorer, you got to watch curiosity. When you see something different, you got to be able to stay out of some rooms and just take notes. Oh, my God. One of the things that characterizes an explorer is, I believe personally, we have a need for freedom. Ooh, so we explore because we want to be free. If I had unlimited resources and unlimited time, I could do what I wanted to do. And that's a dream that I have. They have unlimited resources and as much time as I want. Then I'm free. I want to be able to sing the song in real time. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Well, I wish I could sing. This is what you want in life now. You want to have unlimited resources and as much time as you want. Explorers are looking that way. If you do illegal stuff to get the money, you're going to have to spend time and watch this. The money that you make doesn't make up for the time. You actually lose a whole lot. So that watch curiosity. Can the church say amen? I sang the song, Order My Steps in Your Word, Dear Lord, Lead, Guide Me Every Day. My focus, bridle my tongue, let my words edify. Whatever you say, you will manifest. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you will manifest. So you got to bridle the tongue. Here's your homework, James chapter 3. Out of all of the members of the body, it is the tongue that is an unruly member. If you can ever govern it, you can govern your whole body. Some things you don't say, even though you have the power. You can be releasing curses and not know it. When you're angry, you got to get quiet. Where is Gage? Gage, are you here? No, he's standing there. I spoke to your brother Taylor this morning. Tyler, I'm sorry. I spoke to Tyler this morning, and now I'm speaking to you. I know your past. I know that you're missing on Father's Day your father and your mother. Is Tyler here? Stand up. These are two brothers. I'm glad that you're with the Johnsons and others that are watching you today. They may not know your pain, but I'm glad you're in the house of the Lord. I decree that you have an explorer spirit. And what did I tell you when you were a little boy, Gage? I said you have to watch anger. And I'm telling you now, you keep it under your feet. God is going to help you. That silent rage in you, ask God to help it. And the rest of you young men that are angry and don't know why, it's because you miss fathers. The father wasn't there. But God knows your heart. And he's come to save you. And you will not be left behind. You're in a good spot. And I bless you in the name of the Lord. And I release the explorer spirit on you. You remember what? Don't get distracted, Tyler. Engage. Don't get distracted. And to the rest of the young men that are here, God loves you. Give him some time and he'll change your life. You may be seated. Clap your hands for these young men. Bridle my tongue. Let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts, both day and night. I have a mission. Order my steps in your word. I release the spirit of expiration upon this congregation. I release this innate drive. I awaken it to discover and to investigate, to venture into the unknown with wise counsel. Men who've been procrastinating too long, when you know you need to step out, I release the spirit of expiration upon you in the name of Jesus. Your physical world, your spiritual world, and your emotional world will shift if you step out. Seeing that we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. And let us run this race with patience that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of expiration. So he knows where you started and he knows where you're going. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, and he's going to guide you all the way through. Who for the joy that was set before him. See, when you have the expiration, the spirit of an explorer, you got to look at the joy that's set before you. It's got to be greater than what you've experienced. Greater than any trauma, man. Greater than any setback. Greater than your own failures. You are the explorer. It's got to be greater than what you came out of. And if it is greater, the joy that's set before you, you can endure what you're going through now. Glory to God. When you start thinking about your own destiny and how many people you can rescue, you can rescue out of a burning house, glory to God, and see them with their families in the future, it'll make you endure going through the trial of the academy when it gets tough. So if you want to be a fighter, a firefighter, you got to be able to take 70, 80 pounds up a ladder and carry the weight and then deposit it and go back to the ground and carry somebody else. And what happens with a lot of young men when they have to do things like that, they say it's too tough. But if you have joy that's set before you, Glory to God. You can endure and make a community safe. And you can even own some stuff, glory to God, and help people to build up their body and their mind so when they go out there, hallelujah, they don't have to suffer. Glory to God. We don't have enough joy. We're momentary people, minute men. We're making decisions based on moments. And God wants us to be explorers, to have a vision that's greater than the here and the now. I told you at the early service, I have to pay for love. What I mean by that is, I got to pay bills. I can't have a bad week. I ain't doing nothing. All the love is gone. When a good man don't be good. But everybody else can play games and get all the love. Why? Why do you hold me to a chart, but nobody else to the chart? You know why? Because that's what it causes. To be good means we need to be consistent. Even though all the other guys get the goods. I don't like it, man. I don't like it. But I'm going to do something about it, though. We're going to raise up men that can endure.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, dedication and discipline, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0. Taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed. Get ready to celebrate Bishop's birthday on July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthrevealed.org, the Truth Reveal app, or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make check payable to Truth Revealed with Bishop's birthday on the memo line. Men, join Bishop at his birthday breakfast on Saturday, July 12th at 9 a.m. at the Life Center Academy in Titusville. Cost is $15. Use the Truth Reveal app to reserve your seat by June 29th.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.